Every year, some 18,000 West Virginians graduate from high school, and on average, about 56% of them head on to a higher education institution. But those institutions are getting more and more expensive. West Virginia's colleges and universities have experienced 3 years of back-to-back budget cuts at the state level, leaving them looking to students to pick up the tab. A Higher Education Oversight Commission approved increases for the West Virginia University system Monday, but some of its members are calling the increases and reformations that come with them a bold step toward changing the face of higher education in the state.
We can't look to the state to be the sole provider. We've got to look to ourselves.
West Virginia University President Gordon Gee says his institution has to start looking for ways to reform and reinvent itself in the tough financial times it's facing. For Gee, that reformation starts with a traditional revenue-enhancing measure, increasing tuition. Monday evening, the West Virginia Higher Education Policy Commission voted 5-2 to increase tuition for in-state students at West Virginia University by nearly 10%. The hike marks a 29% increase in in-state tuition over the past 5 years.
No one is bullish on tuition in this state, but I think we made the case for a significant resetting of the university, and that's what this is about, so that A modest tuition increase now, with the ability to be able to be much more competitive in the long run, will be in the best interest of both our students, our faculty, our staff, and most importantly, all West Virginians.
Gee says the rise in tuition will be offset by a number of university initiatives. Those include a commitment to enhance financial assistance for low-income students. Gee says his Dream First campaign, a fundraising endeavor with a goal of raising $50 million in private funds for student scholarships, is already a fifth of the way there, raising $10 million since its launch last month. The university will also hire a dean of completion, which Gee says will be among the first in the nation. The dean will focus on initiatives to help students complete their degrees in 4 years, cutting down on student costs and student loan debt. The tuition hike will also pay for raises for university faculty and staff, helping to keep the, quote, best and brightest in the state. In-state students won't be the only ones who see an increase on their bill, though. Out-of-state students will also see an increase this fall of 5%. Still, President Gee maintains his university is one of the best values in higher education in the nation.
If you take a look at our tuition vis-a-vis almost any other major American university, we are the greatest educational bargain in America. If we were on the New York Stock Exchange, I'd buy stock immediately.
The U.S. Department of Education reports the average tuition rate at public four-year institutions in the country is about $7,400. WVU's increase will put them only slightly above that average at $7,600. But even with the low comparative rate and the reinvestment plans promised by the university, some commission members couldn't be won over.
It makes a statement, I think. I want to make a statement.
Commissioner Kay Goodwin was joined only by Commissioner Kathy Eddy in voting against the increase. Goodwin is the secretary of the West Virginia Department of Education and the Arts, which also oversees West Virginia Public Broadcasting. She has voted no on every tuition increase to come before the commission in her tenure.
I don't think our families can stand the extra burden that student loans put on them because of tuition increases. We can't afford it. We just can't afford it.
But Goodwin was overruled on the WVU tuition hike. She was also outvoted on an 8% increase for students at Potomac State College in Kaiser and a 7% increase for students at West Virginia State University and Institute. Those tuition increases will also take effect this fall. Still, Higher Education Policy Commission Chancellor Paul Hill says the detailed plan presented to the commission about the increase and the initiatives surrounding it is a step forward for the state as a whole.
This is a new paradigm. It's taking a big step forward. On its face, it raised questions, but at the end of the day, the arguments were very convincing that this was the right thing to do.
Of course, the three institutions in the West Virginia university system aren't the only public colleges and universities in the state to implement a tuition increase for the coming year. Students at Fairmont State, Shepherd, West Liberty, Bluefield State, Glenville State, and West Virginia University at Parkersburg will also see increases this year, each less than 5%. Marshall University's Board of Governors will meet Wednesday to discuss possible increases at that institution. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ashton Mara in Charleston.